Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Dive deep into the heart-wrenching story of Noema Graber, a beloved Spanish teacher whose life was tragically cut short. Discover the profound impact she left on the Fairfield community, the shocking details of her murder, and the gripping legal battle that followed. Join us as we honor her legacy, explore the complex emotions surrounding the case, and discuss the broader implications for the educational system and juvenile justice. Don't miss this powerful exploration of tragedy, justice, and the enduring strength of community in mourning. The tragic story of Noema Graber, a dedicated Spanish teacher at Fairfield High School in Fairfield, Iowa, serves as a reminder of the vulnerabilities educators face and the profound impact they can have on their communities. Born in Mexico and having moved to the United States, Graber brought with her not only a passion for teaching, but also a deep commitment to fostering understanding and appreciation for diverse cultures. Her untimely murder on November 2nd, 2021, shocked and saddened the Fairfield community, unveiling the layers of love and respect her students, colleagues, and friends had for her. Today's episode of Murder Monday aims to honor Noema Graber's legacy, exploring her life's work, the circumstances surrounding her tragic demise, and the indelible mark she left on the hearts of those she touched. Through her story, we delve into the broader themes of the challenges faced by educators, the importance of nurturing a supportive and safe educational environment, and the lasting influence a dedicated teacher can have on their community and beyond. Noema Graber's journey from her native Mexico to the heart of the Fairfield, Iowa community is a testament to the power of dedication, passion, and the universal language of teaching. Born and raised in Mexico, Noema's early life was steeped in the rich cultural heritage of her country, a foundation that would later become a cornerstone of her teaching philosophy. From a young age, she exhibited a fervent passion for education, not just as a pathway to personal advancement, but as a means to bridge cultures and bring people together. Graber's educational journey in Mexico was marked by her insatiable curiosity and the drive to learn not only the academic curriculum, but also the deeper, more nuanced aspects of cultural identity and expression. She was known among her peers and educators for her eagerness to participate in cultural festivals and her ability to articulate the importance of cultural preservation and understanding. These experiences shaped her worldview, instilling in her a profound appreciation for the diversity of human expression and the importance of empathy and cultural sensitivity. Upon completing her secondary education, Noema pursued higher education with the same zeal and dedication she showed in her early years. She understood early on the transformative power of language, both as a tool for communication and as a bridge between disparate worlds. This realization guided her to specialize in languages, particularly Spanish, her native tongue, which she saw as a vessel for conveying the rich tapestry of Hispanic cultures to others. Her decision to move to the United States was driven by a desire to expand her horizons and explore the opportunities to make a significant impact through teaching. The transition was not without challenges as she navigated the complexities of adapting to a new culture while staying true to her roots. However, these experiences only deepened her resolve to use education as a platform for promoting cultural understanding and acceptance. In the U.S., Noema furthered her education, focusing on language education. She was particularly interested in how language teaching could be used to foster a more inclusive and empathetic society. She believed strongly in the idea that understanding another's language was the first step towards understanding their heart and mind, philosophy that would define her teaching career. As she embarked on her teaching career, Noema brought with her the rich cultural insights and educational philosophies she had garnered through her life's journey. Her classrooms were not just spaces for learning a language, but environments where students were encouraged to explore and appreciate the diverse cultures that the language represented. She leveraged her personal experiences and the challenges she overcame in adapting to a new culture to enrich her teaching, making her lessons deeply personal and impactful. Noema Graber's early life in education laid the foundation for a teaching career that was as much about imparting knowledge as it was about building bridges between cultures. Her journey from a curious student in Mexico to a beloved teacher in Fairfield, Iowa, reflects her unwavering commitment to education as a tool for cultural understanding and her belief in the power of empathy to bring people together. Through her story, we are reminded of the profound impact that educators can have, not only in teaching subjects, but in shaping lives and fostering a more inclusive world. Noema Graber's teaching career at Fairfield High School in Fairfield, Iowa, was a manifestation of her life's philosophy that education is a powerful vehicle for cultural exchange and understanding. Throughout her tenure, she became more than just a Spanish teacher. She was a cultural ambassador, bridging gaps between her students and the rich tapestry of Hispanic cultures. Her approach to teaching went far beyond the conventional methods, as she sought to immerse her students in the language and culture in ways that were both engaging and transformative. From her first days in the classroom, Noema distinguished herself with her innovative teaching methods. She was known for her interactive lessons, which often included music, art, and literature from Spanish-speaking countries, thereby providing her students with a holistic understanding of the language. She believed that to truly grasp a language, one must also embrace its cultural context, a principle that guided her curriculum development. Her classroom was a dynamic space where students could experience the language through cooking demonstrations, dance lessons, and cultural festivals, making learning an immersive and joyous experience. Graber's commitment to education extended beyond the classroom walls. She was an advocate for experiential learning, organizing trips to museums, cultural events, and even study abroad opportunities that allowed her students to experience Spanish culture firsthand. These experiences were pivotal in breaking down stereotypes and fostering a genuine appreciation for diversity among her students. She was adept at creating a learning environment that was not only educational, but also inclusive and respectful of all cultures. Noema's influence was felt deeply by her students, many of whom credited her with not only improving their language skills, but also opening their eyes to the beauty of cultural diversity. She had a unique ability to connect with her students on a personal level, understanding their individual learning styles and challenges. This personal connection was the hallmark of her teaching style. She was not just imparting knowledge, but also mentoring and guiding her students through their academic and personal growth. Her dedication to her student success was unparalleled. She spent countless hours outside of class time tutoring students, preparing extra materials, and providing support for those struggling with the language or with personal issues. Her commitment was a testament to her belief in the transformative power of education and her desire to see every student succeed. Beyond her direct impact on students, she was a valued member of the faculty at Fairfield High School. Like we previously hinted at, she was instrumental in developing the school's Spanish curriculum, ensuring that it was comprehensive, challenging, and reflective of the diverse Spanish-speaking world. Her colleagues admired her for her passion, her innovative teaching methods, and her collaborative spirit. She was always willing to share her insights and strategies with other educators, contributing to a culture of excellence and continuous improvement within the school. Noema Graber's teaching career was characterized by her unwavering dedication to her students. Her legacy is evident in the lives of the countless students she inspired, the community she helped build, and the lasting impact she had on Fairfield High School. Through her work, she demonstrated the profound difference one teacher can make, not only in the academic success of her students, but in fostering a more inclusive and empathetic world. The tragic event that led to the ultimate untimely death of Noema Graber, beloved Spanish teacher, was both shocking and deeply sorrowful, casting a long shadow over the community of Fairfield, Iowa. On November 2, 2021, Noema Graber went missing after her routine walk. The alarm was raised when she did not return home, leading to an immediate and frantic search by the authorities and the community alike. The following day, in a heartbreaking turn of events, her body was discovered.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Concealed within the park, turning a missing persons case into a homicide investigation. The investigation swiftly led to the arrest of two teenagers, Willard Miller and Jeremy Goodall. Both were students at Fairfield High School. The discovery sent shockwaves through the community as the suspects were known to the victim through her role as an educator. According to court documents, the motive behind this heinous act was linked to a grievance one of the students had regarding their grade, a detail that added a layer of disbelief and horror to the tragedy. The involvement of young individuals in such a grim act raised numerous questions about the underlying factors that can drive teenagers to commit such a crime. The legal proceedings that followed were closely watched, not just by the local community, but by the nation, as people struggled to make sense of the senseless violence. The details that emerged from the investigation painted a grim picture of premeditation and betrayal. The arrests of Miller and Goodall were a pivotal moment in the case, marking the beginning of a legal process that would seek to bring justice for Noema Graber, while also attempting to understand the circumstances that led to such a tragic outcome. The responses of the Fairfield community to the tragic death of Noema Graber was a profound demonstration of collective grief, unity, and resilience. In the days and weeks following the discovery of her murder, the community came together in various ways to mourn her loss, honor her life, and support one another through an unimaginably difficult time. Vigils and memorials became focal points for the community's mourning. Students, colleagues, friends, and family members gathered in large numbers, bringing flowers, candles, and photographs to the park where Graber loved to take her walks, and to Fairfield High School, where she had taught for many years. These gatherings were not only a tribute to Graber, but also served as a public expression of the community's shared loss and sorrow. The vigils were filled with tears, but also with stories of Graber's kindness, her passion for teaching, and the indelible impact she had on the lives of her students. Schools across Fairfield and the surrounding areas organized moments of silence, memorial services, and counseling sessions to help the students and staff process their grief. The school district took steps to ensure that those affected by the tragedy had access to mental health resources. Recognizing the deep emotional toll of the event, educational leaders and teachers also use this time to engage students in conversations about violence, loss, and the importance of community support, altering an environment where students could express their feelings and find solace in their peers. The tragedy sparked a broader dialogue within the community about the safety of educators and the need for preventive measures to protect them. Town hall meetings and forums were organized, bringing together community members, law enforcement, and school officials to discuss strategies for enhancing school security and supporting the mental and emotional well-being of students and staff. These discussions often highlighted Graber's dedication to her students and her belief in the power of education to change lives, reinforcing the community's resolve to ensure that the schools remain safe spaces for learning and growth. As the legal proceedings against the accused moved forward, the community of Fairfield continued to navigate its grief, finding strength in memories of Graber's life and teachings. The legal proceedings following the tragic death involving the accused teenagers, Willard Miller and Jeremy Goodall, were closely monitored by the Fairfield community and beyond, reflecting the gravity of the case and its broader implications. These proceedings unfolded against a backdrop of grief, shock, and a pressing need for justice, while also navigating the complexities inherent in cases involving young defendants accused of a serious crime. From the onset, the legal process was fraught with intense emotion and public interest. The initial arraignment of Miller and Goodall brought to the stark reality of the situation. Two young individuals, previously known to the community as high school students, now facing charges of first-degree murder. The charges laid against them were severe, reflecting the gravity of the crime, but also setting the stage for a legal panel that would delve into questions of motive, accountability, and the appropriate response in the justice system to juvenile offenders. The prosecution presented a case built on a combination of digital evidence, witness testimonies, and forensic analysis, aiming to establish a clear link between the accused and the crime. Details emerged of a plan allegedly devised by the two, rooted in grievances over academic grading, which culminated in the violent act against Graber. The evidence presented, including communications between the accused and a meticulous planning leading up to the event, painted a chilling picture of premeditation. On the other hand, the defense faced the challenging task of representing young clients in a case that had already garnered significant public and media attention. The defense strategies often centered on the age and psychological state of Miller and Goodall, emphasizing their developmental immaturity and potential for rehabilitation. These arguments touched on broader debates within the criminal justice system about the best approaches to juvenile offenders, especially in cases involving violent crimes. As the trial progressed, it became a focal point for discussions on the efficacy of the juvenile justice system, the role of schools in addressing student grievances, and the measures necessary to prevent such tragedies in the future. The community grappled with its own response to defendants, balancing the desire for justice for Graber, complex feelings towards the young man accused of her murder. The sentencing phase of the trial was perhaps the most emotionally charged, as family members, friends, and colleagues of Graber were given the opportunity to address the court. These victim impact statements provided a poignant reminder of the human cost of the crime, detailing the void left by Graber's death and the widespread impact on Fairfield community in contrast. Statements on behalf of Miller and Goodall sought to highlight the remorse, personal growth since their arrest, and the potential for their future rehabilitation. For some, the sentences were a necessary step towards justice, while for others, they prompted reflection on the possibilities of redemption and the capacity of the justice system to effect meaningful rehabilitation for young offenders. The trial and its outcomes left the community of Fairfield with much to ponder about the nature of justice, the complexity of the human psyche, and the ways in which society can both hold individuals accountable for their actions and seek to rehabilitate those who have gone astray. The legal proceedings against Miller and Goodall thus not only sought to address the media demands for justice in the wake of a tragic loss, but also contributed to the ongoing dialogue about law, society, and the path towards healing and understanding. Noemi Graber's life and untimely death reminds us of the profound impact educators can have on their communities and the vulnerabilities they face. Her dedication to her students, her passion for teaching, and the legacy she leaves behind continues to inspire and influence. The tragedy of her death has sparked conversations about safety, mental health, and the pressures on young people and educators. In remembering Noemi Graber, we are reminded of the values she embodied and the lessons we can learn from her life and work. Her story is not just one of loss, but also an inspiration, calling us to reflect on the roles educators play in shaping lives and the collective responsibility to support and protect them. And before we wrap up today's episode, we'd like to remind you of our sponsor, Good Ranchers. Now, if you're anything like me, you know that finding high-quality American meat can be a real challenge, and that's where Good Ranchers steps in to change the game. Picture this. Premium beef, and chicken delivered straight to your door. We're talking about steakhouse-quality cuts, the kind that transform any meal into a special occasion. And the best part? Good Ranchers sources all their meat from American farms. That means every purchase supports local farmers and ranchers, helping to build a stronger, more sustainable food system right here at home. Now, I've tried Good Ranchers myself, and let me tell you, the difference is night and day. The flavor, the freshness, it's unbeatable. They offer a variety of boxes to choose from, whether you're a fan of juicy steaks, tender chicken, burgers, or a mix of both. It's not just about the incredible taste. With Good Ranchers, you're getting the peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly where your meat comes from. Plus, Good Ranchers makes it easy. No more last-minute grocery runs. No more settling for whatever is left in the meat aisle. Just select your box, set your delivery schedule, and boom, restaurant-quality meats right at your fingertips. So don't wait. Take your meals to the next level with Good Ranchers. Click the link in the description, grab your special offer, and start enjoying steakhouse-quality meats at home. Trust me, your taste buds will thank you. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Leave a comment in the comment section below. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring in new hosts, be able to pay them, and hopefully take this show on the road. Your support can help make that happen. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We will see
you. You've been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/TrueCrimeNeverSleeps.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.